wouldn't allow us technically to see David Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
So then I said, we would like to see the young man from Hozo and his father and mother and humanitarian grounds and so on. We eventually agreed that we could see them, and we went along to Pretoria Jail, Feather and I. And they eventually ripped in David. But I'd arranged with Feather, now look, I want to pass a message to young Hozo, get the Kitchen. If you'll keep the governor, we're going to see the governor, you see, occupied, knowing that he's a real spieler, David Kitchen. There was a big Feather. I'll try and get a message like that to Hozo to deliver, not by hand, but by word. And that's what we did. In fact, it worked out fine. Well, fine out in the sense that Hozo did convey to him that we were thinking about him and fighting for him and that sort of thing. And of course, young Hozo, his father was a member, an active member of my union.